on the phone now, our friend Kevin Grasha, writer-reporter with the Lansing State Journal. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. Thank you.
Very good. I wanted to talk to you after hearing the sentences came down yesterday for three college students who hosted a keg party back in January where the driver, a 17-year-old young man who attended that party with some friends, drank some alcohol there and was later involved in a fatal crash. Tell us about what happened yesterday in court.
Yeah, the three roommates who hosted that party, two were MSU students and one's an MSU student, were basically, after pleading guilty to contributing or conspiracy to contribute to the delinquency of minors by providing them alcohol, they pleaded guilty to that, and then yesterday they were sentenced each to 90 days in jail, 2 years of probation, and a number of other sentences as well.
Well, one of the things that, well, you know, you know I'm a fan of your writing, but boy, it was powerful when you wrote the lead of line of the story today. One by one, three college students who hosted a keg party earlier this year were led out of Judge Donald Allen's courtroom in handcuffs, ordered to spend at least 90 days. And I mean, that had to be sobering, and I didn't mean to make a pun there.
No, the reason it's so striking is because you know these things happen all over the place all the time. And, you know, this keg party was really not that much different than many others. I guess it's different in the sense that they apparently knew they were inviting high school kids and underage kids to the party. But, you know, this happens every weekend across the country, across Lansing, across, you know, Michigan. And then, you know, and these kids, they really had nothing. They didn't know that this one guy was going to drink and drive and drive at 83 miles an hour with his headlights off and crash into a tree. You know, they just had the party. They had the keg. And unfortunately, he went to their party before the driver did what he did.
Well, and the victims, of course, cannot be, you know, are huge. Are this story, I guess, as far as I'm concerned. Taylor Cochran, Anthony Harris, and Holly Bossenberry. What's interesting in the article that you wrote, two of the parents of those young Holt folks asked the judge that these gentlemen not serve jail time.
Yeah, they have really come to terms with the fact that this party happened, you know, really isn't that directly related to the deaths of these kids. And at least two of the parents think that way. And Holly Bossenberry's father was very strong in his words, where, you know, they basically said, you know, told the judge you need to send these guys to jail and send a message.
And judging from your article, I'm guessing that these young men and their attorneys did not expect jail.
Yeah, it was, I think it was a shock to them. They all reacted emotionally. I'm pretty sure I saw tears from at least two of them, and they looked pretty scared. I mean, you know, a few months ago they were attending college, you know, some of them a few weeks ago, and you know, now they're yesterday actually they were led to the jail from the courtroom
now
for 3 months.
Well, for at least 3 months, and then there's a 2 year probationary period after this.
Correct. They'll be on probation for 2 years after they're released from jail, during which they, you know, can't drink alcohol, they can't go into bars, and there's a whole other number of terms they have to abide by.
Well, yeah, and judging from what some of the attorneys said and were quoted in your article as well, they must have been kind of surprised at this also. George Zoulakis, who is attorney for one of the gentlemen, it was quoted in your article as saying to foist this kind of punishment on young people really because of the unfortunate result of the party, he thought was fundamentally unfair.
Yeah, both he and Scott Mertens, who represented Jordan Henneke, Michael Freund,
mm-hmm.
Michael Freund, sorry, both said essentially that it was, in so many words, it was an excessive sentence. They had to be careful about how they said that, but that's basically what they said. And I don't think they went into yesterday expecting to see, you know, that length of a sentence. I think, you know, my own personal view, I've seen a lot of these cases, and I thought, well, maybe he'll do a weekend jail program, or he'll make them spend some time in jail to sort of scare them. But obviously, he really wanted to send that message.
Well,
to the community.
That's what I was just going to mention. That it sounds like Judge Donald Allen, in some of the remarks he made, you know, that it was part, the sentence in part was to deter others.
Yeah, he stuck with that, and you know, that was despite the fact that prosecutors basically said, "Do not send these guys to jail. We don't think you should send these guys to jail." And you know, he was very, very adamant that this message had to be sent. We need to put an end to this kind of activity now.
Well, and that's an important part to reiterate, that the prosecutor actually said, "Don't send these college students to jail."
Yeah, and I don't think that was much of a surprise. I think prosecutors had backed off on their initial charges because, as the facts came out, you know, what happened at this party was only, you know, somewhat related to the crash. There were so many other factors that really went into this crash that had very little to do with the party. You know, he was also, the driver had marijuana in his system, a substantial amount of marijuana in his system. He was driving 83 miles an hour with his headlights off down narrow Hagedorn Road. All those things, you know, while having, you know, he was also had alcohol in his system, but you know, there were other factors as well besides the alcohol.
Well, does Brett Johnson, the driver who was 17 at the time of this crash on January 29th, he was also sentenced. He was sentenced earlier, and he's serving, is it 4 to 15 years?
Yeah, he was sentenced to 4 to 15 years.
So, I mean,
death, yeah.
The residual effects of this just seem unending.
Yeah, I think, well, clearly for the families, it's going to be never-ending, and I think for the community, it's going to take a long time to really get over this. I mean, you had three high school students die from the same high school in one night, and then you lost a fourth to prison. It's just, I think, unprecedented.
Well, and it does, and then these three young men as well.
Right.
Exactly. And all of them, if they could take it back, would probably make different choices, but that doesn't negate the fact as to what has occurred to this point.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I heard all three of them, or some of the three of them, say something to that effect. If they could, you know, change what happened, certainly they would.
Well, and as you mentioned off the top, Kevin, I'm sure these parties are going on this evening and tomorrow on and around campus, on and around the surrounding areas. And you just wonder if hearing about this and hearing about these sentences, if that'll have any effect on any of it.
Yeah, you really do wonder. And I think one of the attorneys yesterday speculated that, you know, it may have an effect for, you know, weeks or a month. But, you know, people are going to eventually forget and go back to doing what they've always been doing.
Wow. Well, I know you covered this story from beginning, and is it now closed? I mean, is all of the court case and all of that part of it, as you said so well before, this will never end for the families of those three young folks from Holt?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, this really kind of puts an end to it. I guess there's always the possibility that someone could try to file a lawsuit against Brett Johnson. I guess that remains to be seen whether that happens.
Well, that's true. Well, Kevin, as always, great coverage on, I know, a very difficult case, and these all take a bit of a toll as you're going through them and writing them. Thank you so much for filling us in. And I had a lot of folks asking me about it and if I was going to have someone on about it, and I said, I sure am. I'm having the gentleman who's there through the whole thing. So I appreciate your time tonight.
Hey, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've